Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Wednesday, May 3rd, 2023. Stand up for your country. Well, there is a Republican politician that has been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. Did you know that? I didn't know it until last week. We have him on tonight. I'm going to keep it as a surprise. It is an excellent story. And why it hasn't been widely distributed is a mystery. But first, we begin with a brutal mass murder that was partly the fault of our inept government in Washington. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. As you may have heard, 38-year-old Francisco Oropeza, a Mexican migrant, was apprehended by law enforcement in Texas after allegedly murdering his next-door neighbors from Honduras, including an 8-year-old boy. He did that with an AR-15. He was on the lam for 4 days. They have got him. Now, here is the reason I'm tying this into the federal government. There are the victims. Okay, it is just horrifying. So Oropeza was deported 4 times to Mexico, 4 times. And he came back 5 times. Okay, in the process, this has been going on for years, 2009 to today, he was convicted of a felony. All right, driving under the influence, putting people in danger in Montgomery County, Texas. And he was sentenced to jail. Now, you may remember, and this is very, very important, and I'm going to walk you through it, that in July 2015, 8 years ago, 31-year-old Kate Steinle was killed in San Francisco by a migrant who had been deported 5 times, a low-level drug dealer who apparently dropped his gun, illegal gun, went off, killed Kate in the arms of her father. So I proposed a new law called Kate's Law, which would have put an end to this madness. This is 2015, July. Go.
This month, 32-year-old Kate Steinle murdered in San Francisco by a criminal alien who had been deported 5 times. As you may know, we have called for new legislation called Kate's Law, which would mandate any convicted aggravated felon who comes back to the USA after being deported would receive at least 5 years in a federal penitentiary, no wiggle room.
Now, Senators Cruz and Cornyn of Texas wrote up an official version of Kate's law. And again, that means if you commit a crime in this country, any crime, and you're here illegally, you go to prison, federal prison, mandatory 5 years. So no more back and forth deportation garbage. Mitch McConnell would not put Cornyn and Cruz's law up for a standalone vote. What he did was attach it to a vote that would sanction sanctuary cities because McConnell knew that bill would fail. No Democrat would attack sanctuary cities, whereas some Democrats, I believe, would have voted for Kate's law. Okay? So the vote in the Senate fell 54-45. Bye-bye Kate's law. Now, I call McConnell out. He wouldn't talk to me because he's a coward, but he did go on the radio. Roll it.
Bill O'Reilly was on today. He's got a new book. He comes on with me, you know, once or twice a year. And he said he thinks it's personal with you and O'Reilly why Kate's law, which is great common sense, and people are furious about beautiful young woman killed by this maniac, allegedly. Why not Kate's law? What is holding that up?
Well, Bill is having a hard time understanding how the Senate works. We voted on a bill that included that.
Sorry to interrupt, but why have sanctuary cities tied to that? Why not just make Kate's law by itself?
Because we can't pass it all by itself. That's the problem. I wish we had 60 votes in the Senate to do whatever we wanted to do. We've explained that to O'Reilly repeatedly, but he doesn't seem to want to listen.
No. Oh, put it up. Let the Democrats vote against it so the whole nation can see it. You knew, McConnell, that tying it into a sanctuary city, tying the two together, would go down, which it did. You knew it. Oh, to this day, he is the worst. And that's one of the reasons the Republican Party is not at the level the Democratic Party is in effectiveness. Okay. Now, since Biden has been in office, more than 7 million foreign nationals have entered this country. All right? Not through our laws, skirting our laws. 7 million. Okay? That is beyond anything this country has ever seen since the immigration laws were passed. Okay? Now, last year, almost 3 million migrant encounters, which means that the foreign nationals and the U.S. authorities deal with each other. And this year, it's going to be about 4 million. And Biden does nothing. Just that alone should disqualify him from running for president again with the voters. Just that alone. You created anarchy, Mr. President. You did it. You created it. Your policy. And that has led to these poor Honduran people in Texas being slaughtered. And I could give you countless others, the migrants themselves. And then Biden goes, oh, I'll put 1,500 military on the border. Oh, yeah. But they can't do anything on the border. They just do paperwork. Oh, it's just beyond anything I have ever seen. If I were McCarthy, I would draw up impeachment articles against Biden just on this border. Failure to enforce the law. He took an oath, Biden, to do that. Yeah, it's not going to get conviction, all right, but do it so that everybody could see it. And that's the memo.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, Biden's schedule, today's official schedule. He's having lunch with Kamala. And he's having dinner with some military people. That's it. So you got to eat, right? This is Biden. This is the schedule. This is what he does all day. Nothing. I guess he takes a nap between lunch and dinner. If you think I'm too hard on him, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Tell me I'm too hard on a man. Okay, point it out. I'd like to hear that. Let's go to the media. So Tucker Carlson now obviously gone from Fox News. It's changed the whole television news landscape. And in order to justify his departure, there are now leaks coming out about what Mr. Carlson allegedly did or said or texted or emailed. These leaks are going to two entities, the New York Times, obviously hostile to the Fox News channel, and Media Matters, the most radical left news, it's not even news, internet site that you could find. That's where these leaks are going. Okay, the leaks are basically from the Dominion lawsuit in the discovery, the depositions, and they make Carlson look bad because, again, people are leaving the Fox News channel. So the channel has to try to counter that. And somebody, I don't know who, is leaking out damaging stuff against Tucker Carlson. Here's what Megyn Kelly said.
He said something like, well, my postmenopausal audience still find me attractive in this outfit. Meanwhile, when I reported this last week, all of my postmenopausal viewers, because I have a lot of them, wrote in like, yes. And none of us is offended by that, even in the least. Like, so nice try, Fox, but you tried and failed. So they first leaked to the New York Times. This is my supposition for the record. It hasn't been yet confirmed, but I know it's them. And I know it's Irina Briganti, who runs comms and hates Tucker. Sorry. She hates his guts.
All right, Ms. Briganti says she had nothing to do with it. I don't know. But I do know that in any corporation, not just Fox News, if you let somebody go who is popular within the corporation or with an audience or consumers, then you got to try to destroy that person. That's how it's done. So somebody is doing that to Carlson. And of course, the Fox haters, the leftists on television, they love this. Go.
So I have no words, not only for what we saw there, but also by people who are going out there going, yeah, but at least he wasn't woke. So we're going to be okay with the most racist rants that I think we've heard on national news in our lifetimes.
But Fox had been somehow in their own minds, I guess, holding up this line that you know, all these allegations of racism against Tucker and against Fox were totally false. And I do think this line about this is how white men fight may have been the last straw for them there.
All right. So these people don't know anything. They don't know really what the root of this is. And I don't know. I can suspect, but I'm not going to report that. It's not what we do here. All right? But you should know what's going on. All right, Donald Trump says he's not going to attend the early debates. What this is all about is Trump watching the polling of Republicans. Okay? So he's way ahead of DeSantis in all the polls, and that could change in a heartbeat. Okay? But if he is way ahead come August, when the first debate is supposed to be set in Milwaukee. That's a Fox News debate. And Trump doesn't like Fox News anymore anyway because the management, the ownership of Fox News is supporting DeSantis. So I would be surprised to see Trump show up for that. And then there's another debate at the Ronald Reagan Library, Simi Valley, but this is run by Politico. which is a left-wing thing, and Fred Ryan, the publisher of the Washington Post, who hates Trump. I mean, no. If I'm Trump, I got to tell you, I'm probably doing the same thing. But if the polls tighten, he may show up. Now, Biden didn't have any schedule. He's not going to debate anybody, Biden. I mean, that would require him actually standing up for an hour and a half. It's not going to happen. So it is entirely possible that this primary season, there will be no presidential debates of any note. Because if Trump doesn't show up for the Republican one, the others will. But, you know. All right. Voter registration, the highest in 20 years, according to the Census Bureau. Okay. 69% of those who are eligible to vote in this country are now registered. That means 31% don't give a whit about their country, but they can still answer polling questions. Keep that in mind. Now, my question is, what happened to voter suppression? How many times did we hear voter suppression by the left? Okay, so now we have the highest number ever in history registered. India surpasses China as the most populated country. Why this is important is because it dovetails back on America through climate change. So India has 1.4 billion people right now. China's got a little bit less than that, but India is growing and China's population is receding. So how does this affect you, me, and everybody else in this country? India will not do anything about climate change. All right. It is a country that is so poor that whatever they have to do to make money in their economy, they're going to do. You go to India, you can almost walk across the Ganges River. It's so polluted. And all that goes out into the ocean. Air pollution, Delhi, are you kidding me? So India isn't going to cooperate on any level with climate change, and neither is China, and neither is Russia. But we here, I'm sitting here on Long Island, and LIPA, the Long Island Power Authority, says, hey, O'Reilly, we got to raise your power rates and everybody else on Long Island 16% because the state is forcing us to pay so much for alternative energy to fight climate change. So everybody's bill, and believe me, people don't have discretionary income, working people, going to go up. It's not going to be 16, but it'll be double digits. So we get hammered for what? Now, I want a clean planet, and I want this country to do everything it can to be as pristine as possible. But I don't want to ruin the economy and punish workers because I know India, China, and Russia aren't going to do anything. Ukraine. So Putin says drones attacked him overnight trying to kill him. Putin claims that Ukraine is behind it. Zelensky says, no, we're not. If I had to bet, I don't think Ukraine attacked Putin with drones in the middle of the night. Okay, there was nothing fired. It was just somebody had drones floating around. And now the Ukrainians are going to launch a springtime offensive any day, I guess. I don't know. But that thing just goes on and on and on and on. And here's something I did not know. George Pataki, name ring a bell? He was the governor of New York State, Republican, from 1995 to 2006, the last Republican governor here. And he has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize due to his humanitarian relief efforts in Ukraine. The governor joins us now from New York City. Are you being shy about this? I went to a dinner with you 10 days ago, and that's the first time I ever heard about this. Did it get any coverage?
No, not really. But I've never been any good at self-publicity. You do things because you think they're right. And that's what we've been doing in Ukraine. So it hasn't gotten any attention, but I'm fine with that. We just want to continue the mission to help the civilians, to help with humanitarian aid in Ukraine.
Okay. Number one, I know you're a modest man and you're not a self-promoter, but in this case, next time, call me, because I am a self-promoter and I'm not modest. I'll do it. Because
it's a deal.
A Nobel,
I'll call you next time, Bill.
Yeah, call me. A Nobel Peace Prize is the top of the chart. And when I heard that at the table with you, I went, what? And I think that people should understand this. So tell me exactly what you have done in Ukraine.
Well, you know, literally within 3 or 4 days of the war, I went there and I took a few people from the Pataki Center because we wanted to help. We wanted to provide some humanitarian aid. And we took in food and medicine and some clothing. And when we got to Ukraine, we saw just this enormous need and nobody was filling it. And I don't have a giant foundation like the Ford Foundation or some of the others. But what we did is talk to government officials, talk to civilians, what do you need? And the list was endless. So since that time, our little group has made 10 trips throughout Ukraine. We brought in everything from temporary housing units to generators. Literally, we provided hundreds of generators for the winter when the power was destroyed by the Russians. And we provided heaters, over 400 heaters, to heat over 400,000 people. So we're just trying to help meet the humanitarian need. We're waiting for the government's promised aid to get there. We haven't seen it yet.
So the Biden administration promised humanitarian aid, but it hasn't gotten to the Ukrainian people yet, as you're saying.
We have not seen it in Ukraine in any significant amount at all. You know, they
Congress did
billions.
A lot of the money. Congress had a lot yes. of the money. So it's just
that's right.
Slow Joe hasn't gotten it there. Now, a lot of Americans are very concerned about this unending flow of taxpayer money, both military and humanitarian, into this country, that it will never end. It'll be another Afghanistan. They're going to fight forever. Putin's not going to give up. Zelensky's not going to give up. How do you see that aspect of it?
Well, I understand that we don't want to continue to open-end fund a war or provide humanitarian aid without the accountability. But, Bill, I see it very clearly. This is good against evil. This is Russia and Putin invading a democratic, pro-Western country with no pretense at all. They're not even trying to hide it. And you look at their allies, Iran, China, North Korea. These are the people helping the Russians. And if that doesn't let you know whose side we should be on, then shame on you. So I don't think this will go on forever. It's unsustainable, to use a word of the left. I hope that the Ukrainian counteroffensive is enormously successful, but the war has got to stop. But in the meantime, the humanitarian need is just growing. So we're going to keep trying to do what we can.
Okay. Do you have any worries that Zelensky's crew is corrupt, that they may siphon off humanitarian aid? I mean, those charges have been lodged. Do you have any worries about that?
Sure, I do. You know, and I think anybody who's sensible has to understand, when you're talking literally tens of billions of dollars, you have to have accountability and make sure that the funds are going where they're supposed to be going. And that's one of the things we've been talking with the Ukrainian government about, to make sure that that's the case. You know, we have seen, from my standpoint, no signs of that at all, no signs of corruption, but I'm not sufficiently naive to know that it's impossible. So one of the things I've been arguing for with both the American government and the Ukrainian government is to have an inspector general system to make sure there's an accounting as to where those funds go. I think the American people are entitled to that. I think the Ukrainians would be fine with that. And then it would take away some of those questions, but the need is real.
And no doubt about it.
The Ukrainians are doing a great deal is real.
Now, how can people help you and your foundation?
You know, it's everybody calls it a foundation. We don't have a lot of money. We're really just a center, the GeorgePatakiCenter.com. And just donations online or to our Ukraine Relief Fund. We're 100% volunteer organization. Nobody gets paid. Whatever we raise goes directly to humanitarian aid in Ukraine, except for travel and security expenses. So we're going to continue to fight the fight. And Bill, I just want to say one last thing. You're not too tough on Biden. You know, if I were answering what you were saying earlier in the show, by no means are you too tough on Biden. I think he's the worst president of my lifetime. Keep it up. We
All
need
right.
the American
well,
people to realize
that we do. Now let's switch to politics in New York State. You were the last Republican governor. I was at WCBS TV while you were rising. It was a moderate state back then, always the city tilted left, but the regular New York state was a kind of a moderate. You were reelected and served more than two terms. What has happened to New York? It's now, next to California and Illinois, the most leftist state in the union. What happened?
Well, I think a lot of things happened. One is that, first of all, we're number one in the country. Maybe California's passed us in losing people, people moving to other states, moving to Texas, moving to Florida. And it's not somebody, you know, who's working for Soros's NGO. It's people who are working for a living or retired who would tend to vote Republican or more moderate. So we've lost a ton of our voters who have just moved out of the state. The second thing, I think, is just the collapse of the party system. You know, we used to have a vigorous Republican Party, and we haven't had that for a while. And that's one of the things that I'd like to see happen is the state is failing. The city is failing because it's a one-party system.
But how did it get to be a one-party system? The voters have turned left. Even in, Zeldin almost beat Hochul and would have, if not for New York City African-Americans voting 90% for Hochul, even though they see bodies in the street in those neighborhoods every day. Did the people of New York change their point of view about politics?
The people of New York are more centrist than conservative. When I ran for office the first time, there were more conservatives than liberals in the state because we polled that. And you look at it now, and it's not as far left as you would think from the political results. It is still as many people identify as a conservative in this state as they do as a liberal. The problem is that we have no access. We have no funds. We have no media, with the exception of places like you. And we haven't done the proper outreach. I'm an optimist. I think we have enormous opportunity in New York State as Republicans with the Latino community. You know, they are the ones who are suffering from bad schools, unsafe streets, subways that don't work, jobs that move out of the state. But we haven't done the aggressive outreach we need to do. You know, and if we did that, we don't have to change philosophy. We don't have to change our policies. We just have to show that we care and that our policies are right for them, and what the Democrats are doing to them are hurting their future and their children's future. So the opportunity is still there for Republicans. We just have to make the case and fight the fight. And I'm going to help us to do that.
All right, Governor. We appreciate it. When is the Nobel people, when are they going to announce who wins?
Oh, I don't know. You know,
you don't even know that?
But I don't even know. I know we're going back to Ukraine again this month.
That's good.
But I honestly don't know.
If it were me, I'd be camping out in Norway. I mean, I'd be like, hey, Nobel Peace Prize right here. Congratulations. Look, it doesn't matter if you win. It really doesn't matter. Just the fact that you're nominated and the people around the world understand what you're doing. I hope my listeners and viewers do help out the George Pataki Group. Give me the internet address again for that.
GeorgePatakiCenter.com. Ukraine okay. Relief Fund.
Very good.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Governor. Nice to see you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good seeing
you. All right, Bud Light sales continue to plummet after their transgender adventure. Say that five times. Okay, so their sales, week ending April 22nd, down 26%. This is not good, all right? So foolish, and they should have understood that pushing this kind of stuff, this transgenderism, onto the consumer in the form of beer was not smart. Okay, and people get offended. So Bud Light, no. San Francisco Nordstrom, the big department store, closing both its sites, saying, quote, the dynamics of the downtown market as the region continues to see a rash of retail thefts by brazen thieves. So they're out. Nordstrom closing it down. Okay? And this follows hundreds of businesses moving out of San Francisco pretty soon. There's not going to be any businesses left. Okay? Because far left people run the city. They don't punish criminals. The criminals are running wild. The drug addicts are running wild. People don't want to live there. And the shoplifters are not prosecuted. So bye-bye Nordstrom's, San Francisco. Smart life. Now, for you new subscribers to BillO'Reilly.com, we have thousands of new people. We do Smart Life pretty much every day to try to help your life directly. All right? And it comes under a lot of different categories. So I got a letter from Lisa, who lives in Missouri, and the letter says, I'm 55-year-old, single, disabled mother of two, and I'm starting to get concerned. Am I in danger of not getting my Social Security check for June? So, Lisa, I know this is all over the internet. This is more propaganda. If, for example, there isn't a debt ceiling deal made, you will not be affected. Neither will Medicare or any of the entitlements which you yourself paid into. You'll get your check. That is not made clear by the fearmongers, primarily on the internet. So people like you are confused, okay? Government has to pay those entitlements. What will be affected is that people who buy U.S. paper as an investment, bonds, things like that, they would be the first not to get paid. But that will not happen because that would be such a catastrophe. It would assure that Biden is booted out of office. So they'll come to a deal, but it'll be painful to get there. And that's the way it is. This day in history, May 3rd, 1971, the biggest protests in U.S. history were held in Washington, D.C., the May Day protests. Okay, it was organized by a group called the May Day Tribe. These were yippies and people who opposed the Vietnam War. They descended on D.C. to block commerce, block the roads, block the bridges. It was a mess, okay? Civil disobedience, huge story. There were almost 13,000 demonstrators arrested, 13,000. Hundreds of thousands showed up. How many of you think were convicted of anything out of the 13,000? Okay, the number is 79, and those were people who assaulted the police. The leaders were Rennie Davis and Abby Hoffman, two famous hippie people, and John Frones. They were charged with conspiracy to travel interstate to incite a riot. Charges were dismissed. So 52 years ago today, the biggest riot, not riots, the biggest demonstrations, let's be accurate, in U.S. history were held over the Vietnam War. Okay, back with mail and a final thought. I had to go to the doctor last week, and I'm going to tell you how that all turned out. Back in a moment. All right, let's go to the mail. We got Todd Noonan, Pocatello, Idaho, nice town. The Dominion scandal was a hoax that distracted Americans from the wrongdoing committed by state executives who charged election law, who changed election laws to make illegal vote harvesting easy in the states. Todd, that is a conspiracy, a right-wing conspiracy. There is no merit to it. The Dominion lawsuit wasn't a hoax. It was a money grab. And they grabbed $800 million. It was all about money. It wasn't about election law or anything like that. Jolene, concierge member, please check that program out. Direct access to me. Bill, the mainstream media will be giddy once more when Susan Rice announces her bid for the presidency. I am afraid that exactly why she is leaving the White House. That will not happen. Jolene. See, I know these people. Susan Rice is not going to run for president. Doesn't have the money, doesn't have the will, not going to do it. Susan J., Groton, Connecticut. Hey, Bill, I don't believe Joe Biden will be the nominee for president in 2024 due to his declining cognitive state. Someone like Michelle Obama were to step up. What is the time frame for that to occur? How would that work? Michelle Obama could literally declare her candidacy for president one day before the Democratic convention in Chicago, because it's the convention that nominates. So if Michelle Obama rolls into Chicago one day and says to all the Democrats, nominate me, they could do it because they're the ones that fill out the ballots. Okay, it's not a popular vote, none of that. It's the delegates to the convention. The delegates go, oh, Michelle is here. She'd be much better than Newsom or whoever else would take Joe's place. Okay, Carol, concierge member. Thank you, Carol. How can Corinne Jean-Pierre state that the border is 90% better now than it was and not choke on her words? Okay. She didn't say that it was 90% better than it was. She used some little kind of niche stat that wasn't true anyway. But Ms. Jean-Pierre, with all due respect, not attacking her personally, loves the fame that she's getting, likes the paycheck, and is going to do what she is told to do to keep the fame and the money. Norman, concierge, we've got a lot of concierge members. Norman, shame on Mitch McConnell for trashing Kate's Law. I hope you see and understand now, Mitch, that blood is on your hands. I'm not going to argue with it. The turtle.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Anthony Mendolera, Fort Myers, Florida. And I hope you guys down in Fort Myers and all Southwest Florida are, you know, have recovered fully from that hurricane. Boy, that was bad, huh? My wife and I are being told to take our money out of the bank, out of the stock market, or we'll lose it. Social media telling us this. Anthony, why would you take your money out of the bank? Why? Because somebody on social media with an agenda telling you to do that? My money's in the bank, Anthony. All right. Now, you want to have it in insured accounts, FDIC. And the stock market, I tell everybody, I'm not buying stocks now. It's too volatile. I'm waiting, but not now. But please, all of you, don't believe what you write to me. I'll clear it up. Carve on Blossom, Texas. I really enjoy the debates with Cuomo. I think if he could pass his hatred of Trump, he would be considered a moderate Democrat. All right, so I'll be on with Chris Cuomo tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern, News Nation. We do a Wednesday hit usually. I don't know what the topics are yet, but whatever they are, they will be live late. And we appreciate Mr. Cuomo having us on the program. Robert Slaney, Port Washington, New York. Bill, your commentary on the Satanic Club in high school was brilliant. There are no harmful clubs allowed in this school. Perfect. That was my rationale. ACLU can go, you know what, itself. Okay? I'm the principal. I'm not having harmful clubs. Satan is evil. That's the definition of Satan. You're not having a Satan club because it's evil. Very simple. I'm a simple man. Richard Schaffer, Montreal, Canada. I got to tell you, Bill, if Godzilla was versus Jake Tapper, I would watch that. I put a C note on Godzilla. I said yesterday that there were certain people on CNN, including Mr. Tapper, that nobody's going to watch no matter what they do, even if Godzilla was chasing Tapper around the studio. And Richard up in Montreal putting a C note on the monster. Okay, let's go to the best Mother's Day gift in the world. And Grandma, too. Don't forget Grandma. I know there's a Grandparents' Day, but come on. So here's what you do. And this is so simple. You get Mom a premium or concierge membership on BillO'Reilly.com. Okay? When you do that, you automatically get a free book. You choose it. Any of my books, 18 number one bestsellers. You choose it. Free. And you get two Atheism, Nothing There bumper stickers. Free. So Mom, you can either give the book to Mom or you can take the book. Mom will never know. The bumper stickers, if Mom's religious, she'll like them. And you got her a premium or concierge membership. Same thing on Dad's Day. So May 14th, I think, is Mom's Day. So this is right. And then, you know, take Mom out to dinner, but in conjunction, that's a great gift. Really is a good gift. And then we have all kinds of other great stuff. Team Normal. Mom might want a shirt. Get on the team. Okay. Tens of thousands of people are on Team Normal now. The fun of this is you wear a shirt or a hat, and we have shirts for ladies as well. You walk into Costco or any store, okay, and people see it, and they're going to go, what's Team Normal? And you get to explain it to them and have, you know, a new friend or whatever, and, you know, makes life more interesting. Word of the day, do not be a sop. S-O-P. Sop. Back with a final thought in a moment. Okay, final thought of the day on the No Spin News. So, after you reach the age of 50, if you want to make the latter part of your life constructive, happier, whatever, got to pay attention to your physical health. Under 50, you can run around. You know, pretty much eat what you want, do what you want. I mean, you should stay in shape, of course. I mean, if you're big, chubby, and zoftig, you might want to lose a little of that. But after 50, then it gets to be more imperative. So I'm not a health nut. And a few years ago, I think it was 3 years ago, I went to the doctor for my annual, and you guys should be doing that, and I had high blood sugar. And my doctor, who cares about me, says, what are you doing? And I go, you know, I'm eating too much garbage. I know it. So I knocked out 70% of the sugar. Not hard to do. And I don't like those sweetener things either. It's not hard to do. I mean, you can have some desserts. You know, you just got to space them out a little bit. And then there are low sugar things that taste good. You just got to do, you know, and I've recommended a few here. So I knocked the sugar down. That was number one. And then the Terra dog, who has a tendency to put on a little weight, I took her on longer walks. And then the combination, I lost the love handles. I was never a chubby guy, but I lost a lot of the excess. Okay, so I went in last week. I got a colonoscopy, which everybody should get, because you got to catch that kind of thing early, all right? So you should get that. And then I went and got all the blood worked up in it, and it came back that I have the blood sugar level of Gwyneth Paltrow, who doesn't eat anything but sprouts, all right? So the blood sugar is way down, and I feel 100% better. I work like a pack animal here with radio and television and books. I mean, at my age, working like this, a lot of my friends are zipping around in a golf cart, you know, with Coors Light and hitting a golf ball. And not me. Okay, I'm working here. And in order to do that and be clear-minded and have the energy to do it every day, but Friday, I got to take Fridays off. I got to be in good physical shape, being like an athlete. And I've been an athlete my whole life, so I know what that is. But I don't have time to go to the gym, and I don't have time to lift weights. I mean, so I'm maintaining. But the sugar is the key. I have pasta, and that turns to sugar, by the way, once or twice a week. I have a little ice cream twice a week, maybe, okay? But I'm conscious of it. So, final thought of the day, proactive in your health. Look, it's luck. Bad things happen to really healthy people. You're never going to be able to control that. But build yourself up to the best possible length that you can, okay? Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.